Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to let the folks know that the James Peterson Show is just getting ready to start here. So we're going to go into that here in just half a second. I just want to let you know, if you're tuning into this show maybe for the first time and you're like, well, what's this show? What's Journey in Light? Journey into the Light has been on the air for the last 9 years. I have hosted over 4,000 radio shows. And what the show is about, the show is all about helping you, the listener, the caller. And this show has done that so successfully in helping people in all walks of life, even for people that have wanted to end their life. And the show has been able to find those people and restore their lives. And we receive such heartwarming letters and just people who come on the show after they've talked with either my guest or myself. And so as this past year in December, we started a homeless project that helped the people on the streets where I'm located here in Oklahoma City. And then also last year, we helped out a dear friend of ours from the show who's listened to Journey in Life for many, many years. His name is Melvin, and he went through a very difficult time of having his son shot. And then linger in the hospital for almost a year, and then last Christmas pass away and die. And after that, he lost his job and just spiraled. And before you know it, he was getting close to being evicted from his residence. He came to me and said, "Michael, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know." So we did a fundraiser for him on this show and on my Facebooks, and we really pushed it. It wasn't easy, but we had a mission, and we had to do it, and it's either that or Melvin was going to be on the streets, and I just couldn't see that, and I had a lot of sleepless nights, but we did it. We raised $1,400 in just 10 days to not just keep Melvin in his apartment, but also keep the lights on. And because that was being in jeopardy too, and I just want to here play for you just a clip of just to show you what a difference it is in helping someone. And when you can feel like I can talk all day about it, and you know, be one thing about helping our mission, but when you hear what it does for folks, you know, the difference it makes, that is when you realize, by giving, what a difference it makes. So this is Melvin calling into the show after we were able to help him. And he's wanting to call in to thank everybody that was able to help. Let's just listen.
Everybody, all the listeners, and I hope this goes to the archives. I'm talking about Michael. There's no other person would have stepped up and did what he did for me. But with the fundraiser, for the situation that I have been in, and all is caught up and everything been paid, and I would never, ever would have done this without the love of this man. I love you, and I thank God for you. I thank, you know, everything you have done for me, Michael, and you're a great man, a truly great man of God. And I tell you, I don't know what day, but one day we're going to meet in Oklahoma or Georgia, and we're going to sit down and laugh about this. But I want to thank all the ones that donated. Even, I don't know, some of them names was anonymous, but I want to thank them for their heart. Some of them I even added to my Facebook page, and I just want to thank everybody. Everybody stood up and beat the deadline, and it was a miracle. It's unbelievable. I'm up on my bills. I'm working now, and I'm looking towards nothing but success in my life. And with all, you know, with Michael being the man that he is and the heart that he has for love and helping people, that's who we need on this earth. Those type of people like Michael Law, those type of people. We need people don't look out the outer rim, but look in the inner rim of someone's heart. And I love you, brother. I promise you I love you. And I thank you so much. Word thank you is not enough for what you did, man. I love you.
All right. So I just want to give you a feel of what we all can accomplish in this year of 2017. And I'm just asking everybody that hears this, is hear the voice of Melvin and see what a difference if we all come together that we can help collectively people that come and maybe they're getting ready to be kicked out of their place or the lights are getting ready to be kicked out of a single mother. We can do this. And so I'm just asking you to please consider. And if you feel this calling you, the Spirit's calling you, please at this time, don't put it off till tomorrow. Cause tomorrow we never, we're all like that. We don't ever get around to it. Usually the link for the GoFundMe, is listed right here on this show page, GoFundMe for the Journey in Light. So if you would have a heart to help, we'd be greatly appreciated so we can help so many in 2017. I tell you, since that tape, Melvin last year fell and he had an injury and he went to the hospital. He had some heart problems and he was asking if any way we could help him. He was, and this time I had to say, Melvin, I just can't, there's no response. And boy, did that just tug at me. I tell you, I'll be honest with you straight up. And I know we can do better than that. We can. And this is what it's all about for me, at least. Right there when you heard Melvin, that's what it is for me. And so I don't want to take up any more time, but if you would consider, I would greatly appreciate it. And the people that we're going to help in 2017 is going to be, it's going to be amazing. We're going to look at this at the end of the year and look at all the people we helped and say, wow, we really accomplished something. We really did it. We really did it together. So thank you. Thank you for the time. So now the guest of this show, James Peterson, and I tell you, boy, what a heart he has. Just, oh my goodness, this guy is awesome. His love and his heart for caring for people. And James Peterson provides heart-centered healing and intuitive life coaching to assist you with living your true heart in all your relationships and challenges in your life. Trained as a licensed clinical social worker with close to 30 years, guys, counseling experience and founder of the True Heart Path, he offers heart directed guidance and help with whatever you're needing help with. Join James with all of his amazing guests Mondays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on his Living Your True Heart radio show to help you find true peace within and to align with your soul for the greatest possible life path of your heart. And James will be taking your phone calls here on this show. So you can start dialing in now, 347-884-8245. I will come to you in the screening room to get your information. And so you can call in now, press the 1 on your phone. And here is James Peterson.
Thank you very much, Michael. Thanks for getting us right in the heart. I mean, you bring us right to that heart place. I mean, look at how you're living your true heart and you're helping other people. So thank you very much for starting off in that same spirit. So, Melvin, I remember Melvin. I remember talking to Melvin a couple of times when he called into our show. What a beautiful man. I mean, he has such a faith and such a strength and such a beautiful heart. And to see that somebody can reach out and help him, it blesses all of us. So thank you very much, Michael.
No, thank you, James.
You're welcome. So I want to honor today that it's Martin Luther King Day. And when we talk about the idea of living our true heart, you know, Michael just gave an example of that. Every single person has this opportunity, every single moment on their path, to see another person with love, to see your neighbor as yourself. And that's really what it's about. You're seeing everybody is equal to you, everybody deserving love, everybody deserving your kindness. Whatever you can give, whatever you have available to give, to share, to help everyone to feel that they have something that they can believe in, that they can believe that there's God in the world, that love is in the world, that there is hope, that whatever they're going through, that they can have hope, hope that things can change, hope that they're not alone. So I want to talk about that today. And I know with Martin Luther King, I think about the true heart path because that's what I saw him living. He lived his true heart. I'll never forget watching the movie Salem and how you had this man that was just recognizing he had to do something. He couldn't just sit back. He had to do something. And I didn't see it as a black and white thing. I saw it as a man, a soul, saying, I can't let my brother and my sisters be treated like that. And I think that's what it really comes down to, is that it's not about race. It's not about different belief systems. It's about seeing each other as brothers and sisters, seeing each other as all deserving love, that we're all equal in worth. I think that's one of the most important things to recognize, that we're equal in worth. And what does that even mean? So for me, what I understand about equal worth, it means this, is that when you start putting conditions on what makes a person more than or less than, you start losing the sense of equality. So even if you start judging another person, what are you judging that person by? Are you judging by how much money they have, how attractive they are, what position they have in society? Because the way you're judging them, you're judging yourself. Because you're saying that I'm going to put conditions on my worth. I'm going to put conditions on how I will love myself and accept myself. So whatever we do with another person, we do with ourselves. So what I saw with Martin Luther King is that he was able to say, you know, we are all brothers and sisters. We should all be able to hold hands as this human family, that whether we have black skin or white skin or pink skin or yellow skin, we are human beings with a soul, and that soul equates us. And I equate the soul with living our true heart. We're living our truth. We're living what's true about us. We're living about what makes us all one. So in honor of Martin Luther King, I want to be able to share some of the things that I listen to when I listen to a speech. I have a dream. Because what I look at with our true heart is that every heart has a dream. We all have a dream. Every one of us listening to this radio show right now and who listens to the archives later, you can all acknowledge that you have a dream in your heart. You have a dream about what you want to experience, what you want to be able to overcome, what you want to feel, what you want to see. It's a dream, and how you want to see the world. We want to see the world as peaceful. We want to see the world as harmonious. We want to see the world as something where we want our children to be in. So I'm speaking my heart. My heart is I would love to see us all being peace, that we could all see each other beyond religion, beyond belief systems, beyond gender, beyond race, and see us all as brothers and sisters. Now, is that really that hard to do? I mean, we know we come from one God. Maybe we have different beliefs about maybe there's a different type of God or a different quality of God. But beyond God, there's this quality that all God has is love. God is love. God creates from love. God created us from love. So we are that love. And we have the ability to express that love. So my dream is to see people seeing that they can see from their true heart that we all share this one heart, that this one heart is what connects all of us. We're not connected by our socioeconomic status. We're not connected by our color of skin. We're not connected by these belief systems that can change. we're connected by what's more eternal, the core truth about ourselves, the eternal truth, what is most original about ourselves. So to go back to that place and to look at everybody and everything with that place of being in our heart and seeing through love, we see a different world. We can see with compassion. We can see with mercy. We can see with forgiveness. We can be kind. And we can treat other people with kindness. So you see Michael here. He says, look at Melvin. I love this guy. He's such a beautiful soul. And look how hard, he's having such a hard time right now going through what he's going through. And I know that I can help him. I know I can help him. So because of that, he says, well, how can I help him? How can I bring people together to see him the way I see him, to be able to want to support him and help him to be able to ease his burdens, to be able to have more peace, and again, to remind him that God is in the world, that love is in the world through us. So just take a moment in your life and think about every single day you walk in your life, on your job, with your friends, with your children. Every moment is that opportunity to act from your true heart, to see people as equal to you, to see people as deserving your love, to see people as you, that they have that heart, that soul in them that you have, and that we all have this dream to be loved and to be able to see the world in a way that's peaceful and harmonious. So with Martin Luther King Day, I've been listening to this I Have a Dream speech over and over again, just feeling it, because there's a feeling that he has, this feeling of hope that things can improve. And back in his time, it was a very dark time. People were treating people very cruelly. They were looking at people as less than and inferior. And I never can understand how people can see people that way. I guess it's a cultural thing. You're brought up to believe people are different or inferior. However, when we get back to the truth of our own heart, that's when we get back to what's real in ourselves. So I saw that Martin Luther King was in touch with something real in himself. And he didn't know how it was going to unfold. He had a dream. He had a vision. But he lived that vision. He decided to invest in that vision. He gave up his life for this vision. And he didn't even know if he was going to live to see the outcome of this vision. But he knew that if his brothers and sisters could experience it, and I'm not just talking about black people, I'm talking about all people, to see that people are equal in worth, to see we can all hold hands of all people of all different religions and all different racial and all different ethnic, I mean, everything being of this one heart he saw, that we can all love each other. So as he started this speech, he said, I'm happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. And his speech went on. He went on to say this. In a sense, we have come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution in the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to every American was the full heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So you listen to those words, and you see what he was seeing. He saw that our Constitution embodied these values that we hold is so powerful and so beautiful that makes our life possible on this earth, to experience happiness, to feel a sense of what's real, to have this liberty, to be able to enjoy our own choices. So this declaration, we declared that our independence is based on these values, that we can see people as all equal and have an unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So who can ever say that there's anybody that doesn't deserve those rights in our country? We're all immigrants coming here in some sense or another. We all come here to be able to pursue a life, to live a dream of our heart. We all want to be able to find support for living our truth and to find this happiness, wherever we can get this happiness, where we can find this place where we can feel joyful about our life and feel that our life matters and we can see that there's hope, that things can continue and improve. So, like Martin Luther King said, we were given this right by the Constitution, and this check is basically this deposit says, okay, you can withdraw from this checking account. We put it in here. We've given you this ability to be able to live your life, to have this freedom, to make your own choices. You get to choose how you want to live. You get to choose what you want to do each and every moment of your life. You get to choose what job you want to do, who you want to be in a relationship with. You get to choose what you want to give your heart to. So we all have this right to choose what we want to live, what we want to give to, what we want to share. So when you see people and you see them with compassion, you say to yourself, how can I help them? What do I give? What can I give? What can I share that I have to offer? And whether it's your friends and seeing your friends going through tough times and saying to them, you know, I'm here. You're not alone. You're not alone. You'll never be alone as long as I'm here. What can I do to be helpful? How can I ease your burden? What can I do to help make things easier for you? I want to let you know you have hope that things can get better. So we can do that for all our brothers and sisters. And this isn't just some fantasy. This is really a dream we can live from our heart. So Martin Luther went on to say, now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all God's children. So all God's children, we all are God's children. How can we not be God's children? What can we ever think in our minds or believe in our heart that would make us think we're not God's children? How can we not see every man and woman as our brother and sister? Do we judge them because of their color of their skin? Just because their color of skin is different, we can say they're different, they're inferior, they're less than? I mean, how ludicrous is that? We are souls. We came here to experience our life. We came to experience certain experiences that we chose to have. Whether it's a man or a female, whether it's having black skin or white skin or red skin, whether it's to be in the United States of America or be in Europe or be in Japan, wherever we chose to live and chose to have experience, we chose to have this experience. So why do we judge ourselves by these experiences? Why do we separate ourselves by these experiences? Why do we segregate ourselves? The truth is that we all need each other and recognize that we're not alone, that we're all in this together. I mean, it's so obvious. We're on this planet Earth. We all need each other. We all need each other to make this Earth beautiful and healthy for all people to live, from this generation and future generations. Our children depend on us. They depend on us to have this vision of how we can all live peacefully and harmoniously. So I just keep looking at what Martin Luther King says, and I just feel like this is our true heart, that if we can recognize the oneness in ourselves and with each other, that's going to bring peace. And what I love what he says here is he says, we must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied with our destiny. They have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. So listen to this. Our destiny is connected to their destiny. They've come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. Basically, that means as we recognize true freedom, we recognize our oneness. And if we deny another person their freedom, their right to justice, we hurt ourselves, because what we're doing is we're limiting the human soul. What we're doing is we're saying that we're putting conditions on our worth, putting conditions on our freedom. So in this way, we're not seeing our wholeness. We're not seeing ourselves as complete, as exactly and completely as we are. We're saying, only if I get to this will I be good enough. Only if I have that will I be good enough. So as we look at anybody with other color skin and say that they're less than because of their color of skin, or we're less than because somebody has less money than us, or they're not as attractive, what are we saying about ourselves? If we're not attractive enough, we're not good enough. If we have a different color skin than someone else, we're not equal to them. So I believe he was really meeting at a place of soul. He was bringing us to that place of our true heart that connects all of us. So all of us can see that if we let go of all these conditions that we put on ourselves, that we say, I'm only going to be good enough if I have this, or if I am this, or if I get to that place. If we can let go of all of that and be in this place right now in peace in ourselves and saying, I don't have to do anything to make myself more. I already am everything that I am. And everything I am is all that I can be and all I'm going to give expression to. That I have hope that my heart has a vision that will make everything possible for me. And if I can just live my heart moment to moment, I will help make this place a better place for me and everyone. So imagine us all saying that. I mean, almost like John Lennon's song, you know? It's how we see the world. It's how we see ourselves. And if we can say, I'm going to live my heart, I'm going to live my heart no matter what, which means I'm going to have to go through these fears that I'm going to be judged. I may be ridiculed by other people for living my heart. And it might not be always easy to live my heart and live my truth because people may not agree with me. People may leave me. I may be abandoned. But I know that if I live my true heart, that I will find people that can join me with my heart, that I will find people that are willing to share my truth with me, that want to be able to work with me together to make this world a place where all people can feel loved and seen as beautiful. So he has so many beautiful things he said in his I have a dream speech. And what I see here also, he says, we can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, we are not satisfied. We'll not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. So just this idea of voting. You know, I learn more and more about the power of voting and how important our power is to vote and what that means. We could make a choice about who our elected official is going to be. We get to make a choice what our laws are going to be and how we want to live here on this earth. I watched a movie recently called Suffragette, and it was all about women getting the right to vote. You know, and I thought about this. I mean, these women were so dependent on the males at that time in our society, and they had to depend on them for the income and for their house and for their shelter. And they had to do what men said, and they weren't giving a fair wage. And not being able to vote, they couldn't vote to make a difference in their life, to be able to change the rules about how they would be treated. And for these women to say, we are going to work to get our vote, that we are going to find the ability to have the right to be able to vote, what they had to go through to get the right to vote, they had to give up so much. I mean, in their society, they were looked at as less than, that they didn't have the ability or the right to vote. So to be able to fight to get the right to vote, they had to suffer in so many ways to be able to go to these marches and these demonstrations to say, we have the right to vote. And in order to do that, they were put in jail. They were giving up their freedom. They would be in jail for weeks at a time. And when they came back out, their husbands would be so upset with them that they were doing that. They were leaving their children behind. And it just created so much hardship for them. But they had to keep moving forward, keep going forward, because they saw there would come a day where they would be able to vote. So very much like Martin Luther King, what they had to go through to be able to get the right to vote, that they could finally have the laws be in their favor to create equality. So I every single day am valuing more and more my right to vote and my power to vote, and what a privilege to be able to vote, to be able to make a difference, to make decisions through our representatives for what kind of world we want to have. So I just take this opportunity on the show, on Living Your True Heart today, just to focus on this truth about how we all have equality. And equality is about being in our true heart and seeing everyone as equal, our brother as ourself, our sister as ourself, and loving them as ourself, and looking at everybody that needs our help and saying, how can I help you? So I created this show a long time ago, back in the summer last year, because I really wanted to say, how can I be helpful? I want to give 1 hour a week, and I want to teach about living our true heart and help people that are struggling to live their true heart, help people that are suffering and struggling with their own ideas of limitation and their own feeling of lacking and judging themselves and having other people judge them, and find a way to find peace in themselves again and helping them to go back to their true heart. And seeing that it really is a path. It's every single day making a choice that I am going to live my true heart, and I'm going to face whatever challenges that remain in my heart, to remain in peace, to remain in love. So I thank everyone again for joining the show. Every single week we share about living our true heart. I have different guests come on, and they talk about what it means to live their true heart as they're living from their place of their soul. They're identifying their gifts and their abilities. They're learning from their experiences and challenges to find out who they are. There are lights to us. There are these ways of showing us what's possible if we can truly trust in our own heart. So I know I want to take some calls today, but I just want to take this moment for all of us to gather together and to look at all these people that have made possible what we have today, all these people that were willing to live their heart in the face of all the challenges so that we have what we have today. Because what we have today was made possible by them having the courage to live their heart. So may we all learn from them. May we all have the courage, wherever we are in our jobs and our families and our societies, to be able to live our true heart, to be able to live what we know matters most in our heart, to see people with love, and to choose to be peaceful. So I just want to say briefly, I have people call me for counseling, and my number is 518-344-6273. I'm creating this documentary. We're working on the trailer right now. We're editing the documentary. It's about living your true heart. I plan on traveling around the country, even around the world, to be able to share this documentary. I work today on getting the 501(c) and nonprofit status to be able to get grants, to be able to spread the word of the True Heart Path. So thank you for joining this radio show. Thank you for choosing Live Your True Heart. And again, I wanted to help people to be able to live their true heart because I know that's going to make this a more peaceful world. So thank you very much for joining. And Michael, are there any? Is there anybody right now that's on
yes.
caller?
Yes, James. Let's go to California and let's bring in Monique.
Hello.
Hello, Monique. How are you doing in California?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm really wonderful in New York.
Nice.
How
nice.
Can I be helpful?
Well, basically, I'm sort of encountering an ongoing struggle with living my true heart that just centers around sometimes, like, connections to other people, you know? Like, sometimes I find it hard to make new connections with people and as well as have, like, loving connections with people. Like, I notice there's, you know, like, I can harbor a lot of resentment and, you know, just, you know, like fear and basically just like emotions that kind of drive separation inside of myself that I try to work on. But it's sort of like, it seems sometimes like an insurmountable task, and that sort of tends to prevent new connections because I just feel like I'm always working on my current ones and trying to improve them and without really feeling like they get better, you know?
Sure. Well, the most beautiful thing is you have this intention. Your intention is to connect more, I guess, deeply and beautifully with people. And that's your intention. That's a beautiful intention to have to start with. And it's a process. It's really a process. And very often it's about connecting with yourself in all these ways. You want to connect with other people. So finding a way to connect with all the aspects of yourself that you may not like or you may deny value or may see as less than. So that's usually one of the best places to start within yourself and finding out what can't you connect within yourself and how by building connection with yourself, it builds connection with other people. Does that make sense, Monique?
It does. It does. It does. And what you said earlier about it being a path, like a daily commitment was like a, that resonated with me too, because sometimes you just sort of feel like your efforts should, you know, get you someplace, like where, you know, like there's like a permanent destination that you get to, you know, where you're at peace with yourself and everything around you. But I like the concept of it being an ongoing commitment every day, because that brings a lot truer to my experience, you know, of any growth I've done.
Well, you know, I call it True Heart Path for a reason. It's not just true heart, it's a path, because the path means that it's ever ongoing. And every single day you have opportunities. And really look at those opportunities. Even when you're struggling, you're challenged or doubting yourself or saying, I did it again, just say to yourself, I'm on a path. And every single time I meet this, I'm going to learn more. I'm going to gain more from this. And look at it as more of a spiral going upward. And at first the spiral is like really wide, and it gets more and more narrow as it goes up and more focused. But at the beginning, you got this really wide spiral because you're just beginning to get in the territory. You're just beginning to be able to explore. You're just beginning to define things and refine things. But the more and more you go up that spiral, which means going through that experience over and over again, the more clear you become, the more focused you become, the more peaceful you become, and you learn to be able to see that every single experience is helping me to become more aware of myself and my connection with myself. Because very often what you're experiencing is a consciousness. And when you're in that consciousness, it's showing you where are the places in yourself you're not truly accepting or loving yourself as you.
Mm.
And by doing that, by taking time to meditate and really quieting yourself and listening to the judgments you have about yourself, you can become aware of all these things you're saying to yourself. It might even be even audible at first. But the more and more you turn down the volume and you listen to what's really going on inside yourself, you hear, what am I really saying to myself? And I'm not saying you, but so many people, they don't recognize the violence they have towards themselves, the way they demand things from themselves, the way they pressure themselves to do things they're not ready to do, the way they say, unless you do this, I'm not going to love you. There really is this inner dialogue that's always going on. And if you can slow things down enough to listen to it, you would be so amazed and sometimes shocked to hear what you hear. So that's what I would recommend, Monique, is taking some time to really quiet yourself and listen to what's going on inside yourself. And then when you see these things happening during your day, I would say at the end of the day, journal about it. Increase your awareness of what's really going on and see how the relationship to other people can really parallel your relationship to yourself.
That's great advice. Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And again, I think it's such a beautiful intention you have. That's really wonderful that you're willing to do that.
Yeah,
and it's work, Monique. It's really work. It's not easy. It's work. But the work is the work of your soul.
Yeah, I don't really see how, I don't really see how life could be very, you could define life as being meaningful without having, peaceful connections with people around you that are nourishing. I feel like it's really important. And of course, that includes yourself too, the same. So that's a good reminder, because sometimes I think when you're focusing so much externally and trying to sort of logically problem solve what could be wrong in a relationship and go through, kind of analyze it more from a psychological perspective, you can just sort of get stuck in kind of a logical loop, where you don't, and it doesn't lead to any change. So I like your approach. That makes a lot of sense.
And the thing is, all you have to do is take the next step on the path. You don't have to go too far ahead. Just take the next step on your path. So when you wake up tomorrow morning and say, you know what, I'm going to really focus on being more loving with myself, and I'm going to see what gets in the way of that. And at the end of the day, I'm going to write, what got in the way of me loving myself today? What got in me the way of really loving myself with other people? Because really what you're doing, you're loving yourself with other people. You're saying, I want to be with people that I can feel good about myself. I want to be with people I feel respected by. And the more and more you make that choice, the more and more you find yourself with those people, because you don't accept anything less.
Mm. That's great. No, thank you. Thank you. You've given me good things to think about today.
Well, I hope to have you call in another time and let us know how it's going. And again,
I
really wish you well. I love you, and I really hope that your intention shows you who you really are and brings you in connection with what really matters to you.
Thank you. Thanks so much, James.
You're welcome, Monique.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So long.
Okay. Thank you for the call. James, speaking of MLK, Martin Luther King, I came across a quote that from Martin Luther King that says, really timing right now, of all the forms of inequity, injustice in healthcare is the most shocking and inhumane. And boy, that's so true, so relevant right now to our times.
Yeah, and our elected officials right now, they're in a position to make a difference in this. They can say, look at these people. How can we help them have a healthcare system that most people can live and have the ability to access healthcare, and their children can be healthy growing up, because our children are our future. And these people need help taking care of their children. They need help to be able to make sure they have access to healthcare, that they have enough money that they don't have to be able to work three jobs to be able to afford healthcare. So, yeah, I agree with you. I definitely agree that healthcare is so important, because we're talking our basic needs to be healthy. I mean, think about it. I know so many of my friends that aren't healthy, and they can be the most spiritual people in the world, but if they're not healthy, how are they going to enjoy their life? How are they going to enjoy each moment? How are they going to feel good about themselves in their life and have hope and want to share more? So I think health is really the bedrock of living on this earth with a body that's healthy. So, yeah, healthcare is really important.
I totally agree. I mean, I couldn't do this job without my health care. I couldn't. I mean, I suffer from diabetes. I have high blood pressure, among a few. So I couldn't. But with my doctors and with medicine, I'm able to be, you know, all my vitals are in check. I'm doing good. So, but without it, and that goes for 20 million people. So,
Million people. Now imagine 20 million people. If you could take 20 million people right now and put them in a big field, I mean, people don't realize 20 million people is every single person that's not able to feel comfortable in their bodies, that's having to worry about whether or not I should get this operation or not, that's putting off getting exams because they can't take care of their health, and then they get worse, and then they suffer, and then if they have cancer – and they have to go through what it's like to have cancer or some other debilitating disease and suffer, and then we can sit there and watch them suffer. It's just for me, like you say, to really value that every single person deserves health care. Every person deserves a body that can feel comfortable to be in, to enjoy life in.
I totally agree. It's one thing to say that the current health care under Obamacare – it needs work. Yes, it needs work, but don't just throw it out. Fix it.
I agree. We have to create a system that can help all people. And again, I keep going back to the children. I mean, they deserve to be able to have even prenatal, starting in the beginning, prenatal. And then when they come out of the womb, that they're ongoingly monitored to make sure they're healthy and they're able to thrive nutritionally wise. And that they can have the best possibility for their life path. So, and I believe that's what God wants for all people, to all people to have a healthy start and to get the best possible life path, to be able to give them the best possible way of living their heart, which if every heart has a dream, every heart has something to offer and these gifts and abilities to bring to this earth, to bring heaven to earth, if that's God's plan, to bring heaven to earth for every single person, then every single person needs the opportunity to be able to make that possible. So, you know, I know there's a lot of questions about our politicians now and everybody has different belief systems and everything. And I never got too political. I really just always focused on the vision. And the vision is having our politicians be able to focus on what really matters to all people and to have them let go of their own ego, let go of their own limited point of view and their own worldview, and look at the worldview of what everybody really needs. So in our country, in all countries, we have children. We have people that are really needing to be able to have compassion and to look at and say, you know what, I see you're struggling, whether it's, you know, not being able to eat or not being able to get a job or not being treated equally, and I want everybody to have the chance for the right to live happiness.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to get to the next caller, but I last thing I'll say is, James, I don't know if you heard this today, but they said on the news that let me see if I get this right, the eighth – the top eight wealthiest people in the world have a combined wealth of half of all the people in the world that are in poverty. So eight people have the wealth of half the people in the world. This is, something's not right.
Something's out of balance. Something's inequity. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, hopefully that can be transformed. You know, hopefully there'll be a way of shifting everything where people can spread out the wealth and more people can benefit and we can have more equality, you know. And I think that's going to be based on us seeing each other as brothers and sisters and seeing everybody deserving. And that's going to really require a vision that our politicians are willing to be able to live and share with us. So, you know, I don't know how it's all going to happen. I just always pray that there's always hope and that everything can shift in one day, in one moment. And how that'll happen, I don't know. But I know that everything is always an ongoing spiral. Like I said to Monique, we're always spiraling upward and we're becoming more aware, more clear, and healing all the things that get in the way of us being able to be more free and more equal. So I just trust there's an ongoing process for human beings and for all human beings as a collective.
Yeah, I think, James, that I think if you look at how the world was a couple hundred years ago and you look at now, you have to say things are getting better. So, as you say, the collective being of the world is getting better. There may be some stumbles, and there has been stumbles along the way, for sure. But overall, I think it's definitely gotten better.
Well, just by looking at what you did with Melvin, that's making the world a better place. So it's already making it a better place. And if I do that, and all our callers do that, if everybody makes this world a better place, then it's going to be a better place.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Okay, well, let's make it a better place here for Michelle in California. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Just barely hanging in there. Last year was a really rough year, honestly. It was rough from day one, literally from day one, and it continued to be rough all year. I survived, and now, less than a week ago, somebody stole my cat. Come home.
Oh, man.
I know. I didn't want to believe it, okay? But, my cat never left the yard. She's almost 7 years old. She just doesn't. She's slow as dirt, so that, you could trap her pretty easily. Because she really doesn't think people are going to hurt her. Nobody's ever wanted to hurt her. And I think the landscapers, because they come every week, they see the cat. I think they came and they grabbed her. That's what, or somebody on my little cul-de-sac took her.
Oh, that's so sad. Well, what's your cat? What is her name?
Peaches.
Peaches. Okay, I have a cat, Luscious. She's actually right here, right now with me. Now she's on the floor here. My cat,
really?
Luscious. Yeah, I love her. She's just a beautiful, loving cat. And cats are just they're beings, and again, they deserve to be treated with love and kindness also. And yeah. That's really sad to hear.
It's very sad. And I spent all week looking for her, and we had torrential rains. Although my cat's like a half Maine Coon, and she doesn't get cold, so I wasn't concerned that much. But you know what? It just, nothing made sense that I couldn't find her, that she didn't call. I mean, she didn't come when I called for 4 days. And I met, many of my neighbors, and, it's funny how lovely people can be when they want to help. And I even got some calls saying that maybe they saw her, but it wasn't her. There are other cats that look a little bit like her. So now I've put these big signs all over the place, but I know she was stolen. I know it now. I didn't want to believe it, but I deduced that this is the only explanation. She didn't die. She didn't do anything else. She was stolen. And I think it's the landscapers.
Well, I mean, with you losing your cat, Peaches, and how long have you had her?
Almost 7 years.
7 years. So, wow. Well, God bless. I'm so sorry to hear that. There's so many things that people call me up about and I do counseling with. You don't know why these things happen. I usually just believe in prayer and just praying to have some guidance or pray what this is all about. I know in some level everything happens for a reason. It doesn't make it easy or better or feel good about it, but there's always something behind what happens. And what that person did to take your cat, I don't know whatever would cause them to do that. But I would just pray that something... some clarity comes out of this for you, or that you understand, or maybe your cat comes back if that's part of the plan. It's just this mystery. You don't know why these things happen, Michelle.
I know, right? I'm confused and very, very muddled as it is. Like I said, over the past year, if not year and a half, I have not had, especially in the past full year, I did make a job change and a move. We move a lot. And at some point, you know, I have to keep working. I have a daughter. I'm single. I have to, you know, we have to survive. And I need to make a lot of money as much as I can. And yet I don't want to be miserable in a miserable job. I'd rather just move and go out of state or, you know, make a major move and just continue to, you know, survive and try to find a good job. But not all jobs are the same. Not all people are the same when you walk into a job. So I know what I like to do. I really do. But it's kind of hard to find, too. And
well,
now I'm not happy again.
So do you believe in prayer? Do you believe in there having guidance? That you believe any of that?
Well, I should. I had a near-death experience, and I went to heaven, and I, you know, saw heaven and Jesus Christ. But I just, you know, I do believe that when you do have this clear idea of what you want, you do go for it. And you can manifest it, that it comes to you, that the universe provides for you. But at this point, I'm just so exhausted, and I don't have a clear idea because I've been around the block a few times, you know? And I know that I might like a particular area, like Northern California, but, oh, man, the rents are unbelievable. You know,
So let me say this to you. You had a near-death experience, so you know that there's another side. You saw Jesus, which, you know, this is a Jesus that loves you, has compassion for you, sees your path, and he wants to love you. So, you know, when I talk about equality, some people think that, you know, God loves them more than others, and why do I have to live this way and a person lives that way? What I see is that every single person has the same love. They have the same love surrounding them. They have the same angels around them. They have the same master trying to help them on their path. And you're on your path. And all they can do is help you on your path because on some level on your soul, you chose this path and you're on this path. And everyone and everything's a part of that path. So they're there right now to help guide you and support you on this path. So all you can do is say, I'm going to take this next step. And I know I'm not alone. Can you help me with this next step? Can you help guide me where to go next? Can you help guide me with the next job? Can you help guide me with what's going to happen next in my life? Just help show me the way. Show me the next step. I don't need to know the whole picture. Just show me the next step. And that's all you need to do, Michelle, is just take that next step. So you've been there. You've been to the other side. You know that there's another side. You know that there's another realm. You know that Jesus exists in it. And they had you come back. They didn't have you stay.
Yeah.
They had you come back, which means there's a purpose for you being here. And the purpose isn't the purpose like in the world you're going to do some amazing thing. Maybe you will. I don't know. But the purpose can just be you living your truth. Maybe learning certain qualities about life. Maybe learning to trust more in spirit. Whatever you're here to learn, you came back to learn it. So embracing this opportunity that you're going through, like having your cat taken away from you, what does that bring you to in yourself? Does that have more doubt now about God? Does that have more doubt about the universe that you really aren't? So what does it bring up in you, and how do you face that? So everything you're dealing with on your path is really a part of your path. And it's going to show you where you are in yourself and how you can use the strength of the other side to guide you and support you. So, and you know, Michelle, you've been there. You know the other side. You know that there's another dimension to our life.
Yeah, and it's the only thing that Jesus Christ said to me after being, you know, there a while and going through that journey was, I was supposed to make the decision whether I was going to stay or go, and I said, I'm going. I don't want to stay in this world. I'm going. And then all of a sudden, the only things he says to me, the actual words that he said to me, and he said, there he was at the bottom of my bed, clearly looking right at me, saying, no, now is not your time. And that was very depressing. But
well, you said you have children, right?
I have one, yeah.
You have a daughter. So if nothing else, your daughter has you in the world. And look at the message you're giving on the radio now to people. You're saying people, there really is an afterlife. There really is a Jesus that is there to support you and guide you with your choices. So right now you're making a difference. You're having a purpose right now in this moment. So who knows what that next moment's going to bring and what you can give or what you can receive. So you came back, you're here. I tell you, it's the challenges you have can bring great rewards because you're going to learn so much through these challenges. Because the more and more you go through the darkness, the more and more you find the light. So just trust, Michelle. Trust that you're not alone. Trust that next step's going to bring you closer to where you want to be. I know it's about that time. I've got to finish up so Michael can get to the next radio show. But I want you to call back and let you're very, very welcome. And God bless you. I love you. And I wish you the best. Just take that next step. That's all you do is take the next step and know without a doubt you're not alone.
That's really helpful. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, Michelle.
Okay. Take care, Michelle. Much love to you.
Thank you.
We'll be praying for you. Okay. All right, James. Yeah.
We got like a minute left, or what do we have?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
Okay. I'm just going to finish up again. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show tonight. Whether archives or rate live, I really appreciate you ongoingly choosing to live your true heart. Because you see, Monique and Michelle and Melvin and Michael, everybody, Martin Luther King and Gandhi and Jesus, they all did the same thing. They're living their true heart. We're all warriors. We're all in this place where we don't know what it's all about. We have to live the mystery. But by living that mystery, we learn to align with spirit. We learn to trust in something greater than ourselves, to get out of our own mind and get into our heart and to recognize that we are connected to all that is. And then we're all loved equally and beautifully, that there's nothing that separates us from God. There's nothing that separates us by our worth. We're all equal in worth. And I know that might be hard to believe because you look at your relative worth on this earth, but that doesn't mean anything. What means the most is your eternal worth, and that's your true worth, and that's your true heart. So live your true heart, and I offer counseling. It's 518-344-6273. GoFundMe, I'm doing right now. It's True Heart Path. For me to be able to produce this documentary and spread the word. So many beautiful things are happening with True Heart Path. What matters most is your heart and living your true heart and making this world a better place because you were here. So thank you for being here. Thank you for making the choice to be here. You're not alone. You're loved, and you're equal to every single person on this earth that ever is or ever will be. I love you.
Okay. Thank you, James. It's just wonderful. Thank you. James just gives so much, guys, man. He is awesome. I really am really connecting to James, the person, and his energy as we're doing these shows. And I always find from doing shows that it takes time. It takes time. It may sound funny, but it really takes time to connect with that person that comes on and does a show. I always say it takes about 10 shows to really connect with that person. I've never really met anyone as loving and caring. I'm not saying this. No, James didn't pay me to say this. But as loving, as caring, and down deep, and as genuine. That's a key word, folks. Genuine as James is. Because there's a lot of people that will say the words, but actually do the actions and really mean what they say, that's a whole other ball game, folks. And I won't even go there. But, okay, so we are going to take an hour break, okay, let everybody have some dinner, and then we'll be back here with a brand new show that's with Joshua Darnell and Weem, who was born in Iraq, Baghdad, Iraq. And at age 10, her family moved out, which was when Saddam Hussein became to power. And so they moved out, and she moved to America. And she's a writer, author, life coach. And we're going to be talking about events, news events, everything, things you hear in the news, and with a spiritual spin on it, too. So that's coming up in an hour with both of them. I'll be asking them questions, and we'll be diving into all the different aspects I'm so looking forward to that. As you guys know, I love those topics. And then coming up at 9, Psychic Cop Chuck Bergman and Marilyn Posick will be here, our angel lady, psychic medium. So there you go there. Okay, so everybody have a great dinner, okay? Thank you, Bonnie, for keeping me my head on right today. I do appreciate you a lot. You have no idea. And I send you much love. And we will talk to everybody here in 1 hour. Okay.